Good afternoon. First of all, let me say this. When I came here, we used to have bar lunches like this, and it's wonderful to see all of us together. And I encourage you in the future, regardless of what the program is, please come to the bar lunches because it's a great way for us to interact with each other. It's a great way for us to get to know each other. Most of you know me. I've served as a judge since January 1st of 1999. I decided to look back a little bit on what I had done in the court, and during that time, through the end of last year, our court had disposed of almost 33,000 cases. That represents about 35.5% of the cases that have been disposed of in our district courts during that time. Most of you all know about my judicial experience. I was a College Station municipal judge. I was judge of County Court at Law Number 1, and I've been on the bench at the 361st. I've also been honored to serve as chair of the judicial section of the State Bar of Texas, and I've also been honored to be asked to help teach and train judges throughout the country, both at the Texas Center for the Judiciary and the National Judicial College. Let me tell you a little bit about my family for those that don't know. I came here in 1977, hired by Judge Delaney at that time with his firm. Met my wife here, Becky. We got married. We had two children. Most of you all know that I lost Becky to ovarian cancer in 2005. My son Christopher is 30. He lives in Abilene and owns his own technology company. And my daughter Laura graduated from the University of Virginia Law School this last May. She's clerking for Judge Solis in Dallas, the Federal District Court, and she'll go to work for Baker Botts next fall in Houston. I've tried to warn her about what she's stepping into, and I'm not sure she understands yet, but she's looking forward to it. I've tried to be a judge that will listen to the facts, will apply the law as I understand the law to be, and make fair decisions. I think I've done that. I think I've done that over and over and over again. I understand that there's relevant experience that you can have, but I don't know that there's more relevant experience than you can have than actually having done the job. I'm board certified in civil trial law, so I've tried a bunch of civil cases. I tried some criminal cases before I became a judge. I tried a bunch of family law cases before I became a judge. Being a judge is more than doing criminal work. It's more than doing civil work. It's more than doing family law work. There are a lot of things we have to do outside of the courtroom that a lot of people don't understand. We have a lot of administrative duties. We have duties with the probation department. We have duties with the juvenile probation department. We have duties with the auditor's office. I've been able to do all of those with the help of Judge Langley and Judge Bryan. I think we've done a good job in discharging those duties and helping the public. One of the things I've been really proud of is that almost every year I have returned money to the county out of my budget, and I'm very, very proud of that. Most of you all know me. Most of you all have been in my courtroom. I'm just asking you to consider my service. I would appreciate your vote on March the 4th. And once again, next time we have a bar lunch, even if we're not speaking, please come. It's great to see you all here today. Thank you.